Hello, this is BIMP for Gray Area. And today on our event spotlight series, we're featuring Groove Cruise. Now in their 19th year of operations and with the 35th ship embarking from the Port of Miami, Groove Cruise has evolved from humble beginnings to become a global institution that consistently features a who's who of international dance music artists across genres. Today, we're pleased to be joined by Groove Cruise Managing Director, John Parada. John, welcome to Gray Area.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, let's get right into it. Groove Cruise's mission statement is to create world-class festival experiences for lovers of dance music as a way to connect and celebrate life on the open ocean. So I was wondering if we could start by telling us kind of the genesis of Groove Cruise, so the people and the ideas involved in the early years, and kind of how that musical lineup first came together.
Yeah, for sure. So Groove Cruise is, we're in our 19th year, celebrating our 20th anniversary next January, 2024, and started with Jason. He had this idea to get some friends together, go on a cruise, and throw a music festival. Took him 7 years, and he chartered his first ship, and that was really when Groove Cruise kind of first became a full ship charter. Since then, we've obviously done 35. We're about to go on our 35th sailing next week. So based on when this comes out, January 19th of 2023. And super exciting to be a part of it. We have built this brand around the community. It's more of a celebration of, new experiences, memories that last for a lifetime. It's all about the journey that one takes. It's a little different because of how close our community is. We have 11. Oh, I probably shouldn't say this, but we have like 11 proposals coming up on this next one.
A lot going on, right?
we had 8 or 9 on the last one. We've had weddings, people celebrate divorces on it, birthdays, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. No matter what, you're celebrating something, you're celebrating life. Jason's one soul core value with across wet travel, which in the dictionary, wet means to excite, wet your palate, W-H-E-T. And, his core value is to excite the lives of a million people. So he's very, very far off from that, but it's not going to stop him from doing it. So we're on this mission with him.
Yeah, it's an incredible mission, and the community that grows up around Groove Cruise is really fascinating to me. I wonder if you talk a little bit about how, with such a solid core community, how you kind of program the musical lineup in the festival, how kind of across genres that comes together, kind of from the beginning until now. I mean, you've been in operation for, near 2 decades now, from the early 2000s through the EDM craze of the 2010s and up to kind of where we're going now in the future. So I was wondering if you could kind of talk about the musical lineup and the aspect with your community there too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we call our community, our guests, our fans, captains. They're what steer the ship. Everything that we do, from branding to themes to the lineup, to what ships we use, what destinations we go to, we base it all on our captains. So we do surveys, we have our attendee groups. So we're very intuitive, and we, read and, react to each of their comments. If they want chicken fingers, which has been something that I always joke about when I do these, is that for the longest time on our surveys, chicken fingers was like the number one requested food. And we had chicken fingers on the last one. And
the highest brow and the lowest brow, wherever it goes, right?
They literally couldn't produce them fast enough. It was absolutely astonishing. So basically what the lineup is, we take a look at everything that, everyone requests. Obviously, there's going to be some ones that we can't touch. We are, in fact, an independent promoter. So we're, small company. But we do like to look at those that they do request. And we base all of our decisions on similar artists. And it might not be someone that knows. We've done a really good job of portraying up-and-coming artists who, might not be as well-known because they might be playing side stages, but we give them that platform to play a main stage at Groove Cruise or a bigger stage to where they can actually showcase their talent and show off their craft and, become, the GC fam is unlike any community in the world, they're diehards. We had one particular artist on Orlando that not many people were familiar with. And, you know, she was actually texting us and saying like, oh my God, there's like 50 people here from Groove Cruise that I met and they don't even live in this state. Like, what's going on? So we do have some diehards, and you know, our community loves music. They share that passion, and that's what makes us so special, I think, is that they all share the passion, the love for music, and it's much more than the music, it's the community itself. You can go on this cruise, not know a single person on the ship, and leave with 1,000 new friends. I mean, there's a group of we call them virgins, their first time, they're GC virgins. And, you know, those GC virgins, you know, stay in contact, even the artists, like they create group chats and like, oh my God, like, you know, who's going on the next one? Or, you know, even if we're not booked, let's go on it. So it's just, you know, it's just super special. It really is. So yeah. That's kind of where the inception of the lineups come from. We're obviously multi-genre, you know, so we have house music, which is going to be our Rise and Tides brand. Embark is our trance brand. Abyss is our underground and techno brand. And then our latest one is Sirens Echo, which is our melodic brand, which we kind of started creating before COVID. And I feel like that's such a swear word right now, but prior to the world shutting down, you know, we started working on this brand and, you know, unfortunately we couldn't proceed. Music festivals and cruise ships, you know, were shut down. But we did it through the live streams. We started building it in the behind the scenes, and we fully unveiled it for the first time on Cabo as Sirens Echo. And it was warmly receptive, and we're very excited to continue to watch it grow.
Yeah, I think, you know, hearing about you develop, you know, the brands within the brands, I guess the different, you know, genres of music, and, you know, hearing the feedback from the captains and, you know, your community is really interesting to hear you build Groove Cruise that way. I'm really interested, you know, talking about the independent company aspect and, you know, the grassroots nature of Groove Cruise. You know, you've got kind of really major players in global dance music, like Insomniac running, you know, kind of competitors like Holy Ship, and, you know, they just announced EDC. I'm just kind of interested in how, you know, where you find your place in kind of global dance music as that independent company who, you know, really through a lot of your decisions are kind of driving, you know, that conversation in your own way. I'm wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what makes us so special and unique, because we're not a faceless organization. You know, everyone kind of knows the Wet Travel staff. You know, we're very up, you know, we really broke that, you know, fourth wall, if you will, with Jason during the pandemic. We started doing these state of the ocean addresses where he can be more, you know, just in touch with the community and like actually be real and be transparent. I'm like, hey guys, this is what's going on. There are no cruise ships in the water. There's no music festivals going on. Like, you know, bear with us. Like, we're not going to sit here and promise you that the event's going to happen. You know, it's just stick around with us. Like, we're going to do right by you. And I think like being able to be so connected to our community and our captains and have that relationship with them. Again, we're not the biggest company. There have been bigger companies who have gone into the cruise space. It's actually funny, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, competition is healthy. It's, you know, something that, you know, makes us strive to be better. And, you know, calm seas never make good captains. So, you know, definitely something that we're looking forward to embarking on this next year, essentially, and seeing what else is in the space.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting looking forward, and we'll certainly talk about that in a moment. I was wondering if you could maybe touch on, you know, the Wet Foundation and giving back and kind of your initiatives there with your community as, you know, one of the originators of, you know, the kind of international dance music cruise ship kind of concepts now coming full circle and with Wet Foundation. If you could talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so Wet Foundation was created by Jason 10 years ago to the year. And he basically created it because he was working with a nonprofit that was helping, you know, orphans in Africa that lost their parents due to AIDS. And you know, it wasn't until he actually visited it that he kind of didn't feel like the money was going to the end user, which was the orphans. So he you know, with nonprofits, there's no reporting, they don't really have to divulge where the money goes. With 501c3s, you do have to report your earnings. You do have to report everything that you do with the money. So he created a 501c3, which is called WET Foundation, and created the concept of destination donation, which is where no matter what destination we go to, and it's not even during the event, we've hosted other ones. Jason did one in Bali. You know, we've had one of the captains do one in Peru. So it's something to basically make the place that you're visiting that much better. This past one was our biggest initiative yet. We had over 100 volunteers. And when I say volunteers, it means that people that actually paid to go on the cruise, they actually volunteered their time, you know, 4 hours while we're at 4 to 6 hours while we're at the destination. And we went to this orphanage, Casa Hogar, and, you know, they were playing games with the kids. They did a soccer match with the kids. They were teaching the kid, we had a few artists go, and they were teaching the kids how to DJ. And you know, it's just super humbling. You know, I personally have been on three of them, and it's just, you really kind of get a sense of like how, like, you almost take things for granted when you see something like that. And yeah, it's super humbling to be able to even change a little bit of their life, you know, make it that much better, and show them, you know, things that they're not used to seeing. And what really kind of struck us with WET Foundation is, there are twofold, is, you know, getting into the mental health aspect, which has always been a very taboo thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we've lost a lot of people throughout the pandemic, and even this past year with mental health, you know, mental health. And our production manager, you know, succumbed, and he, you know, this past May. So mental health has been really, really, really close to all of us. It's something everyone deals with. No one talks about it. Yeah. So partnering with organizations like When the Music Stops, and doing these artist panels about how they cope with nightlife and how they like cope with, you know, their schedules, and, you know, just kind of humanizing everyone. Like, we all have it, and we should be able to talk about it, because that's how everyone's going to be that much better in their life, is if you have someone to open up to, like, that could save someone's life. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of removing the taboo from mental health and being able to talk about it. And, you know, that kind of all started with, you know, during the pandemic, we created, you know, the WET Relief Fund, which was the COVID Relief Fund, and we held virtual group cruises because no events were going on.
Yeah.
So we went to Twitch with the idea. We're like, we want to recreate our event, which is 96 to 120 hours of nonstop dance music. We want to do it live, and we don't want to pre-record it. We don't want to fly an artist to a studio, pre-record it, and then pretend that it's live.
We
just do it live.
Yeah.
Like, when the internet goes down, you know, the internet went down. When the artist needs to go to the bathroom, like, we had one of our GC residents, Doc Brown. He played like 36 hours.
Wow.
And
fingers bleeding.
It was Sunday morning / Monday morning, and it was going into almost Tuesday at this point. And like, he was like, if you guys want me to keep playing, send me a pizza. I'm hungry. And people ordered a pizza to his house. And he was literally eating a pizza that was delivered to his house. And it was really cool, because that's the magic of going to live events, is being in the moment with the artists. And there were so many pre-recorded things going on, and, you know, they were awesome to be able to see the artist play, but like, you weren't there, and it was like just watching it on your phone. Like, you know, you take a million videos at a festival, and like, you're scrolling through and rewatching them. It's, you don't get that same feeling that you did when you were there in the moment. That's why we wanted to keep them live. You know, we had Emma Hewitt live from Australia. We had, you know, Jeffrey Sartorius playing live from the Netherlands. You know, we had artists that literally figured it out to where Emma Hewitt would play for Sunrise, but it was Sunset here in the state. So, like, really cool and unique. And, you know, we were able to raise almost $60,000 over the course of three of them. And, you know, everything went back to our community, our production team, our furloughed employees, the artists who were performing. You know, and it was just super, it was just amazing. It was amazing. And, You know, and then the other part of WET Foundation outside of all that is just another one which was created recently. It's been going on for many years, but now it's more celebrated on the ship, which is called the Celebration of Life. And that's something that is very cathartic because the ocean has natural healing abilities. And so we get this biodegradable reef, we get like biodegradable cards, and people can actually celebrate the life of someone that they lost, and, you know, kind of have that release, if you will. And, you know, everyone puts them in the reef and we send it out to sea. And it's just a very emotional time. And it's really unique because, again, it's not just a music festival. It is an experience. It's life-changing. You know, we have artist activities. We have 24-hour music. We have all these different, you know, side activations going on, like Frick Frack Blackjack,
yes,
Great Bingle Revival. We have the Martian Circus 5D Experience. You know, we've had Carl Michael, who's a world famous magician who is on America's Got Talent. You know, the list goes on, and it's all about creating these unique experiences and memories to last a lifetime, which makes us, I feel, so much different than others.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating to hear you talk about not just kind of the robust musical and entertainment experiences that you have, that you're going to be able to serve to the attendees, but also, you know, this newfound focus on mental health and, you know, getting the community through, you know, these collective tough times, whatever they may be, COVID or, you know, collective struggles with mental health or, you know, whatever they may be. And so it's really fascinating to hear about how that's coming together. I guess, you know, the last thing I wanted to kind of touch on and ask you about is about, you know, the future for Groove Cruise. I mean, you're coming up on your second decade of operations. Can you just tell us a little bit about kind of where you see this community moving in the future and a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of exciting things that are going to happen in the future. You know, obviously, one being we have our 20th anniversary coming up, which is on the largest, newest ship out there. You know, it's got go-karts, the world's largest laser tag, you know, 40 bars and restaurants. It's by far the biggest ship we've ever used. It's going to be an amazing time. Like, it's so much to celebrate. Our lineup is absolutely amazing. We can't wait to share it with everybody. And yeah, I mean, it's 20th anniversary is a big thing. We're getting into new territory. We're going to be creating some new experiences, and we're going to be making, you know, Groove Cruise that much better and exciting. So we're really excited to share with everyone what we've been working on for, it's been almost 2 years we've been planning this 20th anniversary. Oh. So it's like, we're excited.
Sounds like a big one. We're looking forward to it. Well, is there anything else, John, that I should have asked you about yourself, about Groove Cruise, or is there anything else that you'd like to say to us before we leave you here?
No, just hope to see everyone on the dance floor.
All right. Well, thanks again to Groove Cruise Managing Director, John Parada, for joining Gray Area today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Take care. Till next time.